Grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's text is the story of the rich man and Lazarus. We hear these words again. He said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." Dear friends in Christ Jesus, let's first talk about what we know about the rich man and Lazarus. In this life, the rich man is very rich. He wears fine linen dyed with that expensive purple dye. He doesn't just have a feast now and then, but he feasts sumptuously every day. Lazarus, on the other hand, is poor in wealth, health, and dignity. He lays at the rich man's gate, and he's a mess of open sores licked by dogs, desiring just a few crumbs from the table. Here's what we know about the death of the rich man and Lazarus. The beggar dies and is carried off to Abraham's bosom, raised to eternal life in heaven. The rich man dies and finds himself in the torments of hell. Now Lazarus is in heaven because by faith he confesses his sin and trusts in the promised Savior. And we deduce this because that is the only way that anyone is delivered to heaven. However, look at the rich man in his torment, still suffering from the sins which led him there. First of all, the rich man apparently believed in salvation by comfort. In other words, it seemed that he believed that God must favor him because of his prosperity. Even in hell, he is still preoccupied with his own comfort. Tortured by the flames of hell, he asks Abraham to send Lazarus over with a drink of water, rather than repent of his selfishness and self-righteousness, he still expects someone to come and serve him. Secondly, the rich man appears to believe in salvation by label. He calls Abraham Father Abraham. Now, it would seem that he shares the same bad thinking of the Pharisees who declared to Jesus, "We have Abraham for as our father," believing that God loved them because of their bloodline. Faith didn't matter to them. Genetics did. The rich man believes that Abraham will help him even in hell because he wears the label descendant of Abraham. Third, the rich man believes in salvation by wonders, not the word. Although he still shows no repentance for his own sin, the rich man asks that Lazarus be sent to testify to his five brothers who are still alive so that they can avoid the torments of hell. Abraham declares that such isn't necessary because the brothers have Moses and the prophets. In other words, they have God's word. But that's not good enough for the rich man. He doesn't believe that the word of God will give faith. Rather, he believes that the miraculous return of a dead man will convince his brothers to believe. And to that, Abraham replies, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead." Abraham isn't really talking about the resurrection of Lazarus, but the resurrection of Jesus. Even when he rises from the dead 3 days after the crucifixion, Jesus' enemies still refuse to believe. Because they have rejected the word of God, they also reject the word made flesh. Now here's what we don't know about the rich man. And this is important too. We don't know about his popularity or generosity. Because he ends up in hell, we're always tempted to see him as an arrogant money grabber who hoards every dime and makes Scrooge look like a nice guy. But that's something that we bring to the text, not take from it. It's not something the Bible tells us. And keep in mind that Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees, and he may well be painting a picture of a man who is very similar to them. It could well be that he's a warm and popular guy who donates money to all sorts of charitable causes. It could be that when he fares sumptuously every day, that people are clamoring to join him. Not because they're hoping for a handout, but just because they want to be around such a warm and friendly guy. We simply don't know what the man is like. Likewise, we don't know about the character of Lazarus. Again, because he ends up in heaven, we're tempted to picture him as the beggar with a golden heart. A well-meaning man who is unjustly reduced to rags. And again, this is something that we bring to the text, not what the Bible says. Lazarus may be a beggar because he did some terrible things in his past and only lately learned about repentance. He may be an irritable character who struggles with bitterness and anger every day, but who understands his sin and confesses it. Because we don't know about the character of the rich man or Lazarus, we should beware. Too often this parable is misinterpreted to mean that rich snobs are condemned while nice poor people go to heaven. But it could be that the nice rich man went to hell while the annoying beggar went to heaven. You see, it's not about being nice. It's about repentance and faith. Because Lazarus is forgiven, the Lord knows his name, and he lies in the bosom of Abraham. Because the rich man is not forgiven, he is condemned eternally. And as a chilling reminder, we never find out his name because the Lord doesn't know him. Therefore, we do well to take heed and avoid the sins of the rich man which prevented his faith and repentance. So remember the three sins of the rich man: salvation by comfort, salvation by label, salvation by one.